Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis.
So we get a price.
So the topic here in Mishnah Yud Beis is the topic of Shlichas Yad, of the custodian actually tampering with using the object which he's supposed to be guarding. Now, theft is theft as soon as you take something that doesn't belong to you, obviously. But there are different categories in this case. There's the classic Gazlan is someone who takes something with no intention to pay it back. And that is from the time it takes it, he becomes a Gazlan. But to take it requires some sort of Maisa Kinyan, the same way that any old Kinyan works. We saw this already in Bava Kamma. So you become a Gazlan not when you see my briefcase, and not when you start to open up the zipper, but when you pick up the briefcase, or when you pick up what's inside the briefcase, then you make a Kinyan on that stuff, and that's when you become the Gazlan. Okay? Gazlan, of course, is chayav and everything. Chayav, unknown sin, like a shoal, of course. So, that's a classic Gazlan. Then you have a middle case, which is a shoal shalom idas, which is someone who's borrowing. I don't know you're going to take my briefcase, but you figure, listen, he won't mind, I'll put it back, by the time it comes back from a trip, he'll have his briefcase where he has wanted. I just need a bag for today. That's already gzela. But since your intention is to put it back, it's like it's a different category called shoal shalom idas. Okay, it's a little different. Then you've got the even less, like, so the least severe, if you will, kind of gazela, which is the case of a mishnah, which is shlichas yad. That's even less, because I gave you I trusted you when I gave you my briefcase, so you didn't actually take it into your rishus. It's just, I put it into your rishus already. So, but you use it, then you become again a gazlan, and the dinim for gazela in all those cases will be the same. That the gazlan is obligated for all things, even, of course, pshia, even kanev and neveda, even onsen, everything he's chayav for, and he has to return it back to, return it back to the victim, etc. Okay, now, there's the din, which you saw also in Bava Kamma, of the mitzvah hashavas of the tumeish of the gazela. So an object is true, but it's asher gazal, he has to return the thing that he stole, which assumes the thing that he stole is still extant, still around. If the thing has undergone a shinoi, the stolen object has been transformed to something else. So in other words, what I stole from you was leather at your leather factory, and I turned it into a briefcase. So I don't have to give you back a briefcase, I just give you back the leather. Since there is no leather and the leather is gone, I'll give you the value of the leather at the time I stole it. Okay? So we saw that's a shinui, the leather underwent the shinui, that would be shinui maisa, a transformational event. It could also have a shinui Hashem, there's a transformation of its category of thing, it has a different name. But in any case, either way, once the shinui has occurred, so the Gazlan acquires it, that's why Pachin like Beisela, the Gazlan acquires the leather that he worked into the briefcase, and now the briefcase is his, and he has a separate obligation to return back the leather, the raw material that he took. Okay? So that really is going to, that same kind of principle is going to apply also when it comes to Shlichas Yad, of using something that was deposited by you if it subsequently has undergone a transformation. Okay? Now, we're going to see in a second the exact. This, everything I said to now, pretty much we've said already in Bava Kamma. Then in Bava Kamma, then in Perek Tes. Here, we're going to see that it's not exactly so Pashut. It's actually Machlokas, exactly if the Gazlan actually is Kona when it is a Shinui. According to what I told you before, is the Halach is like Beis Hill, is like the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. This Mishnah will introduce that according to Beis Shammai, nothing doing. You stole the leather, you have to give it back. The Gazlan has no power to acquire leather that he stole. It has to go back as is. And if you have the briefcase, he has to give back a briefcase now. Too bad for him. That's not the halacha. So we're going to see now the machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and then there'll be a separate issue of that Rabbi Akiva is going to chime in, which is he'll qualify it further in terms of the timing of it. So we'll see everything inside. Now, Mishnah says, "Hashaleach yad b'pikadon." If a person literally extends his hand on a deposited object, then it means that he misappropriates something that was deposited by him. So you ask me to watch your cow, and I figure, listen, while I'm having the cow, I might as well use it. You won't mind the difference, and I use it for plowing my field. So that was shlichas yad. I've now done that. I've done maisa gazela. Really, I've stolen from you, essentially. Okay, now that's an act of gazela. Now, let's say, meanwhile, after I do that, and I've been the gazlan, and I did something like I did. It was Moshe the cow. It's an act of kinyan. Let's say then the cow happens to fall pregnant under my watchful eye. So if you remember back from Bava Kama, a pregnant cow it's a mishuna, it's changed from what it was before, and it had a different status, and a normal goslin steals the cow, and then it becomes pregnant, or was pregnant and lost his baby, for example, either way. It's a new kind of cow, and all he pays back is the value of what he stole. That was Beis Hillel back there in Bava Kama. So Beis Shammah is going to say here, if I stole your cow, and I plowed with it, and then it became pregnant, so now it's worth more, let's say, because now it's a cow plus a calf, whatever. Beis Shammah omrim, yilke becheser uviyeser. It doesn't matter, I have to pay back, I'm punished, and I have to replace back to you everything I stole, whether it's including anything that was detracted from it, or that's cheser, or yeser, and it's added to it. So in other words, if I stole your cow, and now it was worth $500 because it was a regular cow, now it happens to be pregnant, so now it's worth $600 because I had a calf in utero, that's beyeser, it's increased, but too bad, I have to give you back the cow plus calf in utero. I didn't acquire by the fact that it changed its name to a pregnant cow. Cheser is when it lost something, meaning, let's say for example, I took your sheep, and I shore the sheep. So it's also like a kinyan, right? So according to Beis Shammah, so what? The wool is not yours, you goslin, either. And if you borrow my sheep, you use it to, whatever you use sheep for. And then I was shaleach yadin it, then not just the sheep, but also the shearings aren't nikneh to me, I don't acquire them as the thief. They still belong to you. So I have to replace everything as give you back everything it took. Becheser, whether it's less than before, meaning the sheep without the wool plus the wool. Beheter, or if it's more, a cow plus the baby inside, it doesn't matter. Beisil omrim no kishas hotza. Like we said in Bava Kama, everything goes back to the time at which it was taken out of my, at the time that the goslin took it out of the nigzal, the victim's rishus. Meaning, what does that mean? Normally when it comes to stealing, so it's when you broke into my house and took my cow, that was the time you took it. When it comes to me depositing my cow for your guardianship, so the line is crossed the day that you use my cow for plowing. So Reis Hillel says, the value at the return as the Shaleach Yad is the value of the cow on the day that you plowed it for the first time and made a kinyan on it then. So that's Shas Hotzah, the time it goes out of its domain. Now, Rabbi Kiva adds a subtle difference. He agrees with Beis Hillel's basic premise that you are Kona, the goslin is Kona the object, and it becomes his once he misappropriates it. But Rabbi Kiva says, listen, it's Kshas HaTviyah. Beis Hillel says, no matter when, you give it back to the value of what you took it, when you took it out. Rabbi Kiva says, there's a limit. Once, in other words, for example, what does that mean? Let's say, for example, I sue you, I want my cow back. And by the time we finish the court case, your cow has, I don't know what, increased in, the sheep is a better example. I steal your sheep, and by the time we finish the court case, at the last minute, I go and shear the sheep and take the wool. That's a kinyan, right? So according to Beis Hillel, listen, now the sheep is gone, it's been shorn, so I give back the original value of the sheep when I took it. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's kashas hatviyah. Once I brought you the basin, it's locked in like that. That's the value. And if later on the thief goes and tries, and he can't make a kinyan after that point. Now it's permanent. There's no kinyan in the animal after tviyah. So if the shinui occurs after going to basin, it doesn't matter, the goslin, the thief, the shaleach yad, doesn't acquire it. And that is not the lacha. The lacha is like Beis Hillel, that forever and ever, until it's given back, the goslin gives back what he stole at the time he stole it. Now, when is a person considered to have crossed the line and being a shaleach yad, a misappropriator? So now it says, ha-choshev lishloach yad b'pikadon. If a person, now literally means if a person thinks, intends, choshev, it's a think. But the actual pshat here is if he says the word. So he's not just thinking, he's actually articulating, I plan on stealing the sheep that's in my care. So then, Beis Shammah omrim chayev. At that point, by saying it, you've crossed the line, baby. You've become the shaleach yad, and therefore you're like a goslin, and therefore you're chayev for onsen. Already just saying you're going to use the sheep already made you now chayev for onsen. Beis Hillel say no. Eino chayev ad sheyishlach bo yad. Until you actually do a physical act of taking what isn't yours, misappropriating it, you're not chayev for onsen. Shneimar, the pasuk says, im lo shalach yadu b'molechas rehu. Until, if he didn't actually send his hand, onto the object of his friend. Now, ketzad, illustration of how it would work. So, really we're bringing up a new topic here. I deposited by you a barrel of wine, and you, being the custodian, the shomer, are going to be shaleach yad and misappropriate it. What do you do? Hita es hechavit v'natal amenu revius. You take my barrel of wine that you're supposed to be watching, you're the, some guard you are, you tip the barrel onto its side and pour out, you decant from the barrel one revius, like a kiddush cup.